We're going to leave you with a song that kind of started it all off for us, really, on the big stages, all right? This is a song from the Pyromania album, written all about Marilyn Monroe.
And Joe's show. We are broadcasting from a remote location.
No.
Undisclosed. With James.
Hello once again.
Are we going to give any tips onto where we are? Or how should we describe this location?
We're not in the studio.
We're not in our typical location.
We're in a live location, actually. That's the soundtrack of being live. Yes, we are live. That's one thing I was always thinking about doing in the future is actually seeing what happens if we. Because I remember on Halloween night, I stayed up and watched the Foo Fighters on Ustream like live for like 3 hours, and that might be a cool idea if one day we actually do like a Ustream live. What do you think about that, James? If we do this live and broadcast it onto the internet for people to. Ridicule us.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down for that.
People would actually see what we look like.
Well,
I have to wear some makeup.
Yeah.
We can all dress up like Kiss.
But it could be. I'll definitely be down for that. That'd be a fun thing. That'd be a fun show, I think. I don't know. What exactly do you think people would be asking of us if we do like a live show, like in a. Like. You know, we're sitting there and people look at us. I feel like we'd have to be, in a cool place.
Are we going to have a thing where people, tweet or they Facebook comments and stuff to us on the side?
Yeah, that could be definitely, a possibility. I bet there'd be fights would break out and stuff like that. Because that's how all those comments are. It's all... Anything. James, you're a veteran of that.
Yeah, I know.
You're a veteran of being in battles on the internet. That's why James isn't your real name.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why it's just...
We should have an episode that's called Battle of the Internet. It would be like us versus everyone on the internet.
Man, we would be massacred.
Hell, I can make another bodybuilding.com profile and we can start right now.
Is there even still bodybuilding.com right now?
I'm sure there is.
Probably everything.com right now.
JasonStipe.com. That's
just not it.
Yeah, so let's start with some news. Carolyn, what news do we have?
News. We have upcoming performances.
We have upcoming performances.
Yes. And one of them is November when, Joe?
21st?
November 21st at the Sondry in Vienna, Virginia. We have the Holiday Heist and Come By and Say Hi. And then on December 5th in Silver Spring, Maryland, we will be at the Holiday Handmade Mart. So, November 21st and December 5th.
There you go.
Maybe more shows to come, but for now, that's all we got. And they're holiday shows, so you can get Christmas presents and handmade gifts and fun stuff that you can't find at the mall.
And what's today's day? What are we, the November 10th? November 9th?
November, hold on.
I always forget these most important dates.
Why does everything have to be on this calendar? Let's see.
Why does everything got to be on the calendar?
Today's November 10th.
So the day that the show comes out is November 10th. And yes, justice will be served. Right, James?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Forget it.
That sniper, man. People, get your tickets. Coming out today, right?
Yeah.
It's happening today.
So where is he actually going to be executed?
Are we allowed to say where he's going to be executed today?
From our remote location.
I'm not
location
sure.
Maybe that's where we are right now.
Because they only do it in certain places in the state.
I think you should find out where. Track it down. Try to get some tickets.
You don't have to, man. It's happening today, so it might be a little bit late.
Yeah.
Or, you know, from when we're recording this is happening.
He's probably already dead.
Does it go by really fast? Do you ever picture that? Do you think, like, the executions go by really quickly?
How does this whole execution work? And does he actually get fed, like, a last meal and all that?
Educate us, sir.
I don't know. I'm not a pro in that.
I'm a pro in that.
All right. Well, how's it work?
Do they really give you, like, your last meal?
It's just like the Green Mile, right?
They shouldn't get one.
Is it just like the Green Mile where they
No,
remember?
It's probably not just like the Green Mile.
You know,
it's
no,
not like ID4
on, on Ghost Hunters when they were like at the jail.
ID4? What?
Wasn't Bon Jovi in that?
In what? ID4?
What is that thing he was on with a ship called, was like IB40 or something like that?
No, that's
UB40?
Like...
UB40?
No, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I never saw,
like,
that film.
U57587 or something like that.
All I know is that he was in it. I never seen it though. Anyway, but on Ghost Hunters, they were like talking about a lot of jails. And they said when men are in there for execution style, they never got, like, a last meal. They just got thrown in, like, a shitty room.
Solitary
confinement, and then, like, got executed the next day.
Well,
so maybe
good.
That was
justice.
Further back.
His victims didn't get any last
meal.
But
nowadays, like, everyone gets all these, like, perks. They're like, oh, you're gonna die? You want a book deal?
Yeah.
You want all these things, and, like, you want to win, be in this commercial and make money?
And then they're like, yeah!
Like, exactly, like, the thing that irritates me is, you know, like, Sarah Palin? You know how that young teenage boy, like, impregnated her daughter? His name was, like, Levi Johnson or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar? Well...
Yeah, are you familiar?
Well, like, I heard news recently that he's going to be in a photo shoot for Playgirl magazine, and it's going to be frontal.
What?
Yeah, like
who's
full
gonna
on.
Wanna see that?
Yeah, exactly. See, I just think that this is unfair. How come men in their Playgirl magazine get pictures of, like, hot actresses and, like, all these hot teenage co-eds, and then, like, for women, all we get
co-eds is men and
well, whatever.
Men and girls, isn't it?
These, like, college girls.
What is a co-ed?
Co-ed is when it's co-ed, so it's both men and female,
yeah,
right?
Okay, but
I'm gonna
okay.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
I guess like the whole like
co-eds. What's
what is a co-ed?
Sorry,
last time it was a definition of parade. Now it's a definition of co-ed. We are educating you guys.
Well, see, okay, so how come, like, you know, when you open up an issue of Playboy, don't usually, you know, you can flip on and see any hot girl, see a hot actress that's out
flip
right
on.
Now.
What do you mean flip on?
Flip through the book or log online. So, you know, in print and online, you can see hot girls all over the place,
yeah.
College girls and actresses and, you know, all the hotness of women.
Yeah.
So then when you get an issue of Playgirl, you get Levi Johnson. It's like, who wants to see that, first of all?
I mean, I've never actually seen this guy.
He just looks like a typical, like, 18-year-old kid.
He's 18?
I don't know. He's like 17 or 18.
He's going to be in Playgirl?
Yeah. Or I guess he has to be 18.
When's this issue come out?
I don't know. Soon.
Is this
I think it's going to come out for Christmas.
Is this the...
lucky me.
It's definitely the Christmas episode of the magazine.
Yeah. Like, happy birthday. Here's your present, Levi Johnson's thingy.
You're asking why there's people like that in Playgirl?
No, I'm just...
I don't really,
like, no, the
check
thing
out
is,
the magazine. I'm still surprised that magazine is around.
The thing
to tell
is...
you the truth.
Okay, but I'm just saying, don't you think it's unfair from, like, a female perspective? You know, like, look at the material that gets thrown at females versus men can, like, look at any actress and, like, see their boobies or, like, you know, or, like, see any college girl.
What are you talking about? Just full frontal stuff?
I'm just basically saying it's, like, unfair that, like... Oh, the best they have to offer women is Levi Johnson.
That is not the best they have to offer for women.
Well, what other person has, like, posed for Playgirl?
Shawn Michaels?
Who? Yeah, Shawn Michaels has posed for Playgirl.
Like, full on?
Really, what the main thing is that Playgirl is a horrible magazine.
That's
basically a ripoff
true.
Of Playboy, but just for women. And in that sense, it's sort of not even, like, an original idea. And also, it's like, no one knows who poses for Playgirl. Who posed and played girl 3 weeks ago?
But this guy is getting a lot of attention for it.
Unlike Playboy, has there been one star that's come out of Playgirl? Like, it's not like, oh, look, the Jenna James... Not Jenna James.
Or like, you know, like Anna Nicole Smith came from Playboy and... Like, anyone from Baywatch came from Playboy.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. James, can you think of any Playgirl star? I don't know if this is your forte.
No. Not really.
Exactly.
Nobody cares about that.
See, that's the main...
I just think it's like it's so Levi Johnson gets all this attention from it.
Levi.
So basically, he's working from his penis. So, like, basically, he, like, can have sex with, like, Sarah Palin's daughter.
He should have just had sex with Sarah Palin, then.
You know, like... Okay, Sarah Palin. You can say what you want about Sarah Palin, for example. Like, honestly, I really don't give like 2 cents to Sarah Palin. I don't really care about her. I don't really think either way about her. But I know there's some people that really like her and some people that really hate her. Needless to say, at least she's done something in her life. Whereas this Levi Johnson kid, all he did is basically have sex with her daughter and then like impregnated the daughter. The daughter hasn't done anything except have a baby. Which isn't even that hard to do. So basically, this guy's just known for his penis. And now he's publicly, like, in front of everyone.
He's known for his penis?
Yeah. Well, like...
I wouldn't even say he's known for his penis.
He's known for impregnating...
Who is this again?
A governor's daughter.
A governator.
The governator's daughter.
The governator's daughter.
No, not Arnold. But he's known for impregnating the governor of Alaska's daughter.
Isn't KFED also known for that? Impregnating.
Yes. K-Fed is the only thing that he's done. Oh, actually, he did do some dancing. He's done in music videos.
That's not what
stuff.
He's known for.
But he's known, like, the number one thing he's known for is impregnating Britney twice.
Twice?
Oh, that's a pretty amazing record. Who else has had that record with Britney?
No one else.
There you go. That's something to be proud of, right?
I guess, but it doesn't really take that much effort, K-Fed. I guess, unless you count, like, getting to her or something. I don't know.
Was there any other person... That's known for...
Yeah, how come men...
So who are known for their penises, then? Let's go down the line.
Oh, damn it.
But how come, like, men are just, like, known...
I didn't mean that literally.
Known for, like, impregnating women, but then there's no women known for impregnating men?
Because you can't impregnate men. Maybe that's the main...
This isn't like
Junior, that movie Junior with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant. By Danny DeVito?
Like,
doesn't he get impregnated by Danny DeVito?
There's no opposite. There's no, like, women that's known for, like, having a kid with someone else. It's always, like, a man that's known for having a kid with a famous woman.
Well,
or in this case, a famous woman's daughter.
Well, maybe if Princess Di got pregnant, she would have been known for...
What about Monica Lewinsky?
There was no pregnancy involved there.
Well, it's the same
Yes, you're right. So Monica got famous from... You know, having sexual relations with Bill Clinton,
but
who was a president at our
they
time.
They didn't, though.
Oh, but he didn't have sexual relations with that woman. Yeah.
Wait, I'm still trying to fathom what your concept...
Basically,
you like the word fathom?
Basically, like,
trying to use these big words now to sound smarter for the mass audience.
No, I agree with what James said. Basically, we're talking about somebody riding the cuffs off of a famous person for a sex act. That's kind of, I guess, where it's going here.
Dave Chappelle did a whole bit on that.
Did he?
He's like, imagine being so famous
that you just have sex. You just have sex with people, and it gets them famous.
And they get famous.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing. Like this, but with this Levi Johnson kid, it's like
I wouldn't even say that he's famous yet because you know what? No one reads Playgirl.
He has a book deal.
He has all these things.
He's on all these shows talking against Sarah Palin.
Yeah, but do you know any girl? Did you have any friends that are girls that like read Playgirl?
No,
and they're like, oh,
I don't
did
even
you
know.
Did you see the? Did
that.
You see the newest Playgirl?
So
yesterday?
Who actually do you think is Playgirl's demographic? Like, who actually would read that?
Girls.
But I don't know anyone that reads that. All the girls
I know would play girl.
But all the girls I know would actually probably rather read Playboy.
Well, yeah.
And they're not. And they're not even like lesbians. It's just like a fact that like I would rather look at Playboy than Playgirl.
Well, who wants to see a naked guy anyway? I don't. Or, don't answer that, James.
No, I was going to say nobody.
Yeah, I might want to see some, but I wouldn't buy a magazine for it.
So...
Yeah, no, it's free on the internet.
Yeah, what? Wait, what are we talking about? Girls?
I'm not talking about guys. Yeah.
Yeah, but majority of the time when you're searching online...
I don't really
what
look
happens
for naked
is
guys
you,
on
you,
the
you
internet
act,
or
you
girls.
Accidentally see a naked guy and you click off. Like, even if it's a guy or a girl, you're like...
Like when I was trying to find dicksportinggoods.com and dicks.com.
BJs.com and stuff like that.
What?
Dicks, no.
BJs. Is BJs
shopping
a website? Type it in.
To the internet
we go.
Isn't BJs like a...
just type in BJs.
Isn't it like a wholesale something or another market?
Is it?
Yeah, BJs.
What is Modell's?
All right, here we go.
It's
BJs.
It's a sports goods.
Looking fresh because I shop at Modell's.
See, yeah, you could be innocently typing in BJs.
Oh, see, there is a BJs.com. Man, they must
could be innocently typing in BJ.
Innocently.
Because you want to go to BJs and you're like, oh, I want to see what their hours are or something like that. And then, like, you know, you can get some really pornographic things.
Trust me, I know. Been there.
And also, even, like, same thing when I'm looking for design, like, stock photography. You go to istockphoto.com or something, you type in tree. There's, like, pictures of, like, women practically naked in leopard outfits in a tree.
Oh, really?
Like, in a tree?
Yeah, there's one of them up there.
In a tree?
It's, like, women in a tree. I mean, it's not, like, full-on porn, but
women
it's, like...
Women in a tree.
Yeah, it's not, like, full-on porn, but it's, like, enough that you're, like, whoa, some of this stuff can be questionable.
What is full-on porn, then? I know what
could
full
be
on
anything.
Porn is.
But anyway, but this whole thing of like this Levi Johnson kid is like irritating me because I'm like, oh, so basically you're all famous now for your dick.
But I think you're basically putting over the magazine Playgirl way too much.
That's true.
Because like really, no.
But
one
he's
reads
getting
them.
You know
that
he mo- really has magazine, got a lot of attention for this so
that
far.
That magazine will most likely be gone like in 2010. I'm surprised it's still around now.
I wonder if Playgirl is. Well, yeah. Who knows? But I'm just saying that, like, I am maybe putting that magazine over, but I'm just saying that I've heard from a lot
of... We just all speak in wrestling terms.
I've heard from a lot of magazine... I've heard from a lot of, like, media outlets...
We're like Clinton turned heel. What the hell is that?
I've heard from a lot of media outlets about this Levi Johnson thing this week, and he's getting a lot of attention for it. And that's pretty low, I have to say.
I guess the best we can do is just not pay attention to it. Just not care.
Really, I really
don't care. It's just annoying that he's getting sucks. Fame from it.
Is he really getting a lot? Because I don't know how much I've actually seen or heard or like the last big news bit that I heard or that I saw, and this was like when I was shooting a film. Maybe it was like last month, but I guess there was pictures of what's her name, McCain's like daughter, and she was showing her the Andy Warhol book, like. You know, she was, and then she tweeted that picture of her, that was her profile picture, right? And she was like, look at my boobies. And then like but the picture had her boobies like everywhere, but it wasn't like anything where it's like boobies everywhere. It was just like, oh, look, she happens to have James, have you seen that image?
No, I haven't seen it.
Just Google it.
All right. What are we looking for?
Megan McCain.
Yeah.
It's a picture of her holding up a book, an Andy Warhol book, but it's
she even did a blog, she has a blog. I forget where it is, but this was you know, this image was running wild across the internet.
But it's basically like
McCain, dude.
Technically,
like John McCain.
It's hard to like.
No, what's the guy from Die Hard?
McClane.
Yeah, oh, never mind. I was wrong. McClane. Maybe you can just do images.
What are we looking for?
She has one. She has one image. From,
just type
that was
in Megan McCain boobs or something like that.
But it's not. Scan further down, sir.
Wait, is this the lesbian one or
no? She's just holding up a book.
Doesn't he have a lesbian daughter? No, that's Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
What?
Dick Cheney's daughter is a.
Dick Cheney has a lesbian daughter.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
It's an awesome name, man.
What?
Go to the next page of the Google.
You might want to type in boobs.
Yeah, that can
that's
solve
what the whole
everything.
Story is.
That'll like, solve everything. Just type
Megan
in
McCain boobs.
Just at the end of the day, you just type boobs at the end of someone's. There it is, but second row, first one to the left. Oh no, that's the second one.
First one.
Yeah. Left. Yeah, that's the image. That image was running wild.
Oh,
I mean, there is like I will say, maybe she didn't mean to do this, but there is like visible cleavage
in
your face there.
But what I remember is that like she was being like slaughtered bloggily.
Slaughtered in the blogs
by like all these people saying like she's a whore, you're a slut, and then she responds saying like that's what she just wears like in her room, you know what I mean? And then
why is she a whore or a slut?
Well, that because
apparently she has boobs and people are jealous.
Yeah, and she was like, And she was like, I'm sorry if I have boobs, blah, 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 but that doesn't make me a slut. And, like, that's what I usually wear. I was trying to show off my new Andy Warhol book, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
That she's reading Andy Warhol book. But it was funny because I saw that image on Facebook. And then, like, from another guy on Facebook. And they were like, who is this girl? And everyone's like, I don't know, but I'll do her. Like, I don't know, but I'll do her in the butt.
That's like, that's old, man. People used to say that all the time.
Gotta bring it back, man. I'm taking it back. Not, I mean, not that, but I'm taking it back. That phrase. But like, yeah. So that was the last big news bit. I think that one got more coverage to me because also
coverage of the cleavage.
But she also responded. I think she had like a blog response.
Well, it is true. I think that
people, like everyone, now she's like, everyone's hypocritical, and just because I had showed this, my boobs, but wasn't really showing my boobs, but could have been showing my boobs. But that's, when I look at that image, that's all I see is boobs, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Well, she's also like a little bit of a bigger girl, I think. Like,
is she?
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell from that picture.
Let's get a full body shot.
Let's get a full body shot then, James.
But also, it's harder when you're like... I don't think
she's like... Is this the Facebook photo? Is that a Facebook-style photo? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where it's just like...
Well, like, I don't think she's like... I wouldn't call her fat or like hugely chunky or anything, but I'm just saying she's not like your typical 90210 skinny girl. She has some meat on her.
And you mean today's modern 90210 girl?
Yeah, she's not like a modern... She has curves, let's put it that way. And...
Have you seen her before, James? You've had
no, seen. No, I don't think so. Damn it!
Would you have? If you have,
look at this one.
Damn it. I'm basically saying, like, if you're a girl who has like more curves and stuff.
That's not her, man.
Looks like Tori Wilson.
That's the girl from The Hills.
That's Tori Wilson.
I don't think that's her.
That's John McClane, though, right?
Yeah, but that's
not John McClane.
Look how happy he is.
He should be John McClane.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying that women that have like a little bit more.
See, look, no, second row.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Second row to the second to last on the second row.
Women that aren't like super stick skinny usually have bigger boobs sometimes, and sometimes if they're wearing a tank top, it makes it harder to.
Her shape there sort of looks like Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, she, like I said, she's thick. She has some. She's not like a super stick thin type girl.
Man, but
she has like cleavage and boobs, and she's thicker.
That's not a very good photo, right there. Is that the same person?
Yeah, yeah. That's her.
Anyway,
so what's your professional opinion on this woman as the first time you've seen her now?
I think she's all right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know her.
But you know what? I still do kind of think that stunt.
What stunt?
Her and
scandal?
Her Andy.
Are you talking about the scandal? The boob scandal here?
Scandal. I'm not counting that out as a stunt. It could have been a stunt. So just for her to like show a little bit. You know, maybe she didn't anticipate that much of an uproar. But you know she probably wanted to look sexy.
Well.
So she's like, hey, I'll give them a little peek of my cleavage.
Why not?
It's not even a peek because it's just sort of popping out like popcorn.
But...
It's like she had popcorn.
But do you
coming
think
out.
Do you okay, do you honestly think that she just like picked up the book and was like, I'm gonna pose with this book? Or do you think that she like meant to be like, hey, take a little peek at my boobies?
Well, this is what I think. I think that whenever she's out and about, she tries to look as clean as she can. You know what I mean? Like just for, you know, because she's in the public eye and people are, you know, people around her want her to look like classy or as classy as they can make her. But then like, you know, when a person's just around the house or not supposedly in like the public eye, mm-hmm. They just wear whatever clothes, and sometimes they, you know, sometimes the titties will fly.
Do you think also like
let the titties fly?
Do you think that since she's like a little bit bigger than like a skinny girl?
Well, I've seen some bigger girls really try to let the titties fly, and that's the you know.
But do you think that like also because do you think it's harder for a girl that's a little bit bigger to wear a tank top? I think it's harder because then they can be told like they're more skanky.
Are you talking about any girl?
Not just Meghan McCain. Any girl. If you
Well, I almost think today's girls don't care much about looking skanky or not because now the line is so blended that like looking skanky, slutty, really people just don't know what classy is at this point, or they don't know. Is that her?
Yeah, it says it is.
See,
is she a lesbian? Well, she's a lesbian too. Isn't that a lesbian symbol?
Yeah.
is she really
a pink triangle.
Is she really?
I guess.
Are they all...
I don't know.
Maybe she's just standing up for them. I don't know.
Stand up for the lesbians?
I don't know. Well,
who knows? But basically, I'm saying, like, I really do think that women that are a little bit bigger it's harder for them to disclose.
To wear tank tops?
To wear a tank top.
I don't know if physically it's harder for them to wear tank tops.
No, but it's more, if you're skinny and you're wearing a tank top, it's less likely that people are like, oh, you're a skank, you're such a skank. But if you have boobs and you're wearing a tank top, then people can be like, what a slut.
What do you think, James?
Well, I think they're just haters.
Boob haters?
Yeah.
Titty haters?
But have you seen that type of reaction?
I can see that.
Is what I think it comes from, the haters, then, because... Because I've always seen that. I was watching, I think I was watching an episode of The Real World. It was at the end of the recap shows, right? And where they have, like, the end of the year, and they're looking back at, like, the stories from the end of the year of The Real World. And I don't watch The Real World at all. I want to put that on the record. Joe does not watch The Real World.
Yeah, can I put it on the record too?
I don't watch it either. Oh, yeah, but
and they're actually filming like a block away, and
what?
They're filming like The Real World DC, and I don't really care.
But basically, so I was watching like the recap episode, and then they were talking about like, I think it was in Miami, and I think they're and one girl, what's it called? A bigger boob girl from the show was talking about how this other girl with no boobs was walking around topless all the time. And how she's all like, oh, she doesn't, oh, she's such an exhibitionist, she doesn't really care about it. And then the girl is like, well, if I didn't have boobs, I would just be walking around like a little boy too. So it's basically, I bet there is like that, you know, it's like, there is that jealousy. I always think, remember I was watching an episode of My So-Called Life and there was jealousy on that with what? Girls and their boobs. Yeah, man, they're talking about boobs in My So-Called Life.
Do you know, that's another thing about like this whole like, penis boob thing.
Penis versus
like,
the boobs. Why don't you just put them together and have fun?
No, but the thing is like okay, guys can like look at basically the full figure.
Did I say that? I didn't say that out loud, right?
Yes, you did. guys can look at a woman and like average her out and like see her like visualize her naked and like see how big her boobs probably are and stuff like that. Whereas like girls can't like look, you know, down there and really like investigate the package and see that.
Are you waiting for me to have a response to this?
Yeah, I'm done with my sentence. Period.
Are we talking about periods? What?
No, the end sentence.
So you're saying period. That girls can't just look? I mean, well, for one thing, like I can't look at a girl and be like, "Oh, look at I can't see the vagina from here," or something like that.
Yeah, but you can at least see the boobs.
Yeah, but you can see guys' boobs too.
I don't want to see a guy's boobs.
I'd rather
especially not a guy's boobs.
I mean, a lot of times...
Who like, wants to look at man boobs?
Here's one thing. Like, if I was walking around, I'd rather see, like, you know, if I had a choice to see... if I had a choice which one was going to be, you know, flashing around everywhere. In public, I'd rather see happy boobs than, like, a snatch just clearly out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just the deal. Like, I have nothing wrong.
What do you feel about how Britney, when she, like, got out of a car?
No, see, yeah, when I looked at that, I was like, that looks dirty. Like, you know, just someone flashing
and also
their,
she
their,
knew.
Their snatch everywhere.
How can you not know that you're, like, getting out of a car like that?
Tell me, James.
With all the paparazzi in front of
that. I
don't
know you guys were talking about it. I didn't see that.
All right, recap James for
me. I don't even care. I hate Britney Spears so much.
Okay, since you hate Britney, was there, like, a period of, like... Britney's life so far that you thought that she was all right? Like, was there like a time frame where you were like, oh, she looks pretty good there?
No. Well, never? I never liked her.
Okay.
There was, well, yeah, there
were
was
you a,
like
Christina Aguilera person?
No, at the very beginning, you know, I didn't really care either way about her. But then, you know, the more she got famous, the more people started talking about her, the more I hated her.
Okay, well, but if, like, let's say if Britney, like, was here for a moment.
She wouldn't be here. I wouldn't let her in.
Well, hypothetically, let's say you ran into Britney Spears and you had an alone
on the street.
And you had an alone moment with her for maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. And you actually, even though you think that you don't have a positive opinion of her, let's say you actually like had a pretty good conversation with her, and you're like, you know, she's not as bad as I think. And then, was she here? Is that Britney?
It's like, what was that?
It's like Paranormal Activity over here, man. Oh, probably.
Where'd that come from? The kitchen?
I don't remember.
All
right.
Anyway.
If it was in the kitchen, that's even scarier.
James, hypothetically, you run into Britney Spears.
Hypothetically, if we're in a place near a kitchen.
All right, run into Britney Spears.
And you hit it off with her, actually, for like 5 or 10 minutes. And you're like, hey,
she might be... you hit it off, man.
You're like, hey, maybe she's not as bad, you know? Would you try to make an attempt with her?
an attempt.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. See, why not? See, but then that's the end of the day question is, like, most people would still, like, probably maybe go Britney.
Well,
like,
you could say that about anybody.
Like,
what
about
do you mean?
What about the same situation with you, Joe? Like, what if? Okay, hypothetically.
Anybody.
Hypothetically, like, you know, whatever opinion you have of Britney Spears, I think you used to like her in the beginning. But now, I don't think you... I think, you're, like, with everyone else, kind of just had enough Britney type
I always
deal.
Find it so amusing that you wait for the dramatic pause for my answer back or something like that. You're like, yeah, and so you committed murder, right? Like, it's like...
Well, see, okay, but let's say you run into Britney Spears and you have a conversation with her.
All right, let's describe this run-in, first of all.
Or are we, like, having this fantasy?
Like, okay. Like, say if, like, I'm at Borders and all of a sudden I turn around and it's like, I'm
well,
like, oh, crap, it's Britney Spears.
She'd be at Borders.
She don't think she'd be reading a book at Borders.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd find her there. Oh, let's see.
Are we going to leave this picture of her boobs up on the computer the whole time?
All right, what should we change it to?
Put it on
let's
Britney.
Put it on Britney, then. Let's keep it on subjects.
No, damn it. All right, fine.
Okay, fine, so, like, let's say Britney just finished doing a show, like, in town.
She's at Borders?
And no, she wouldn't be at Borders. Let's say she, like, went to go get, like, a Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
With her cut-off jeans and her pockets coming through the bottom of the jeans.
All right.
And
so all right, wait a minute. So I randomly run into Britney Spears.
At 7-Eleven.
At 7-Eleven. And she's looking her most sluttiest, like, white trash sluttiest.
No, yeah, no, not slutty, but just white trash. You know, she just...
No,
she,
don't put the picture of her with a bald head on there.
That's the one picture you choose off, of man. Her. Okay, so let's say you run in.
Here, the second row to the right, far right. How about that one? No, second row.
The prerogative one, my prerogative.
No,
one.
That's column. Second row.
Second row,
the
all the
one,
way
the
over
one.
To the right.
The last one.
The one.
Yeah.
Her my prerogative picture.
My prerogative. Yeah.
What's that?
All right, we'll keep that one on.
Okay.
That's not bad.
I don't even know if that's really her.
Probably, actually, her hair looks really
it's
big.
It's been photoshopped so
it
much.
It looks probably. Photoshopped. It looks like her face is smaller than her hair.
But yeah, but at the end of the day, okay. Any professional image that you see
is
photoshopped. So.
Okay, well.
That's
okay.
True, James. It's
here,
true, man. Take
here,
that to
Joe,
the bank, dude.
Joe, I'm going
to.
Take it
to the bank and invest that.
I'm going to create the fantasy for you, okay?
All right.
Britney just finished a show, like, in the area, and she's like. All like, I want to get a Slurpee, or whatever, like in her southern accent.
So we're at 7-Eleven. Okay.
And so she goes to 7-Eleven. You happen to already be in 7-Eleven, like right at that same moment getting a Slurpee. Cause,
am I with James, or you?
You're just by yourself.
What am I getting at 7-Eleven?
You're getting a Slurpee. You're already like getting your Slurpee flavor, and she comes
getting
up.
Getting a Slurpee by myself?
Well, just take
have you ever done that?
You know what? Just take James. No, take James and me completely out of the question. Say you don't even...
I'm alone.
You're alone.
Am I connected with any person in my
you're single.
All right, we're single.
You're single. You're open. You're free.
Open.
And like, say Britney, like, you know, you like happen to run into her there, like in the Slurpee area.
Okay.
And then you got into a conversation. Look at that picture of Britney. James is putting up pictures of Britney with her bald head.
If you keep showing me that, I'm
it's hard
definitely
to,
not
it's hard to like get in the fantasy.
Yeah, that's
yes,
her, man.
That's her without Photoshop.
It looked like a guy that was dressed up as Halloween or something.
Okay. I'm talking about like an average Britney, okay? She's not in like full-on makeup. She just did a show.
And you know, Britney, okay? Britney comes in eras, too. So
yeah,
what era Britney is this?
This is like... This is now. Okay, imagine
this
if this happened like today.
Okay.
Tonight this is gonna happen.
I'm imagining.
And you're single, you don't know James and I, and you're just getting
I don't know James or
where are we going with this?
I'm trying to picture a fantasy and you're not allowing this fantasy to happen.
I am. Fantasy has details.
Okay. So you're in line like picking out your Slurpee flavor, getting your top and your straw and all that. And then Britney comes up, and you guys strike a conversation. I don't know exactly what that's about, but say you talk for like 5 to 10 minutes, and you're like, it's really good. Like, to a point where it's like you have a really good conversation with a girl that you have not had in a long time. Okay?
Okay. Continue.
Would you like, try to get with her?
As in?
Like, try to, like, either...
Get in her pants?
Or
be
like,
friends forever?
Or, like, try to, like...
Like, high school friends? Do what I ask her to the prom?
Yeah, do you want to ask her to the prom? Like, would you ask her
Is she famous right now?
She's right now, current day, like, circus tour. She just finished the circus tour in D.C., and she's going to go get a Slurpee.
I'll say no.
So you'd just be like, bye, Britney.
No.
Just to say you did, though.
just to tag it.
No, but yeah, would you, like,
Would I say what I
get
make
with any,
her?
Would you like make any attempt to be like, hey, do you want to like go to this like place tonight, or like, hey, want to catch a movie right now? Are you?
You
free?
Know what I? You know,
I don't know.
You know what I would do? I don't know if that would be the end result, but I would do one of those. I would change my mind. Like, I would switch into a second gear, and I would go into, like... I know this would sound weird, but it doesn't mean what it says, but I would go into, like, fuck it gear. But not fuck it. But, like, you know, like, fuck it.
No, you mean, like, just, like...
Okay, forget about it.
Yeah, 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 like, whatever, fuck it. I'll...
You like, know. like to a point where it's...
just to see what happens. Like, you know, it's like... It's just
like a mood where you're just like, what the heck? I'll just give all my cards in and like try it.
Yeah.
And like just ask her.
Yeah.
Ask
basically.
Her somewhere or do something with her.
Yeah.
So you would.
I mean,
so you would make a small attempt.
You would, no, I would see where this leads to. That would be the.
So
the
that's
key.
So the answer is yes. You would try to. You wouldn't just walk out of 7-Eleven like with her. Like,
I would
buy forever.
I would because since I would know she's a celebrity, and since I would know that like millions of people are her friend. Fans and stuff like that. You almost had to go like a fine line, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And you would like, if the time is right, you'd be like, hey, why not? Like, fuck it. Let's go.
That's what I mean. Like, the timing. But the timing would be right. Like, it would be like 5 to 10 minutes of like a conversation that was like so awesome. Like,
what would this conversation be?
You just feel connected to her. Like, you're like, man, that was like the best moment
James,
I've ever met of a
James,
girl.
We just throw her in the trunk of your car and just go.
just stand.
Put a sack
Did
over
you say
her.
Go to her?
Go like stand. And
no,
like,
not kill her. Just... throw a mirror sack over her head.
Yeah. Like,
see, but that's the thing. Both of y'all like don't like Britney, but then if you did have the opportunity to like...
Well, I get what you're saying, but you could say that about anybody.
You
probably
could.
Be the same with anybody.
It doesn't even matter that she's
a
celebrity.
So here's the thing, though. At this point, if you do meet up with her, and let's say like I'm not a... When we say we don't like her, I guess this is mean we're not a fan of her music. And probably not a fan of her personality. But once if you meet a person and then she changes all that, then our opinions will change.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, then
though,
what the fuck?
Saying,
of course,
no,
if you click
I'm
with someone,
like,
you're not going
to... You like really do click with her. Like 5 to 10 minutes of conversation, you're like, dang, I can't let this girl get away. Like, this is a good thing we have here. Even if it's just meeting at 7-Eleven.
Well, for me, I would do it anyway just because... even if we didn't click, just
because,
you know,
just
to say I did.
Because
like
we,
with like Hillary
also,
Clinton
like,
or Rosie O'Donnell or anybody, they do the same thing.
And also,
I don't know about Rosie O'Donnell there, sir.
And also, like, I will say, not to, like, demolish
Britt,
but, like, the thing is I feel like she's really, like, in a point in her life where she would be desperate for anything.
See,
she'd probably go out with, like...
Wait, so what are you saying?
here's the point. Here's the thing is that, like, you chose today's Britney. My opinion would probably completely different if this was like year 2000 Britney.
With a shaved head Britney?
That's not 2000.
What year was that? That was like 05, right?
Yeah, that was when she was
07?
Like, that's when she still
okay,
had
so
the innocence.
Okay, so how would your opinion be of like 2000 Britney?
Because she was better back then.
Wait,
so
has she been around for like 11 years already?
Yeah,
1999, man.
Jesus.
1999, son.
So like the 2000
That's why
Britney?
You chose that image. That image is 2001 Britney.
That's like 1998, Britney.
That's like no. That's like Oops, I Did It Again, Britney.
Oh well, where's Hit Me Baby One More Time?
I don't know. Google
find that
hit,
one.
Google Hit Me Baby One More Time. All right.
And,
so tell me
but
why
so
you don't
like the 2000 Britney. You would go for more, like right off the bat.
Yeah, because that one, the dream was still alive on that one.
Yeah.
The dream was still alive.
So that in your opinion, that's like the best Britney.
Here we go. Right here.
She still looks like a little girl there.
She is.
She's like
16. That's a mess. That's
she's
the,
like a 16-year-old. Like,
that's the
I'm
first image
girl.
Anyone ever saw of Britney era.
The Hit Me Baby One More Time
Not that,
album cover.
How about the pregnant one? You like the pregnant one there, James?
Where?
The top. It's the top one on the fourth.
You like the one where she's like
right
all
there.
Redneck? Have you seen the picture of her where she's all redneck during her interview with Matt Lauer?
She trying to be redneck?
Yeah. She was like all crying. She was like, we're country. You didn't see that interview?
No. Can't say I did. Wait, you say Matt Lauer?
Yeah, she
I
had
hate him.
She had an interview with Matt Lauer, and she was like, all like, we're just like everybody else. We're country.
Oh,
and she was like
it.
Pregnant, and she was wearing a shirt that looked like a picnic basket
Crap.
With like red and white like squares.
Wait, what? I think Britney has taken away our connection to the internet.
No, I think I got...
Oh.
What, did Britney ruin your computer?
Did you get a virus from her? Did you get HIV from her?
Which computer is this?
This is the the porn free computer.
Oh, the porn free. Oh, you gotta watch out what you look for then, man. Get your antivirus on that.
She can get the porn computer and we can do the show.
Put the condom on that one. Yeah.
Well, I have the virus catcher or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, type in Britney Spears, Matt Lauer.
Wait, why
I don't want to see Matt Lauer.
Why are we searching Britney Spears again?
I don't want... Yeah, damn it. That's enough.
See, but I just want to say that my point has been proved.
Wait, like, what is your point?
That you would both make an attempt for Britney Spears.
Basically, if we were free, and the situation that you gave us was, if we were free from all, you know, from any relations, and we had, and we're, you know, we're living our life like there was no tomorrow, and we happen to see a famous girl that still looks good in her prime that we never thought we'd ever talk to, and we actually have a connection with her, and you're saying like, oh, of course you would go with her. It's like, what the fuck? Of course you would.
Basically, given the right circumstances, would we do Britney? But the answer is yes.
Yes, that's the answer.
Well, that's like the same with anybody.
But then you guys would talk.
That's my point.
But you guys actually, are always like, oh yeah, point, Britney. You're like, oh, close. We don't like Britney. Blah 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 blah. But then you would.
Well,
if you had, if she was like in front of you.
No. But see, like the reason why.
I wonder how many like.
No. See, here,
times Britney
no, see,
has
here,
to talk
no.
to guys, and then like she gets comments like that or something.
No, so here's the thing. If we see all the whole world can change, if we actually talk to her and we figure out she's cool and she's not dirty, you know, she's pristine, I guess. But like from the far away.
Yeah, but
angle,
you're meeting her at 7-Eleven, and I said that she had like.
You saying slurp? You saying there's no 7-Elevens over in.
What?
There's 7-Elevens everywhere, man.
Yeah.
All types of people that's go to 7-Eleven.
I know, but she's like walking in with like her like cut off jeans and like no shoes.
No shoes.
I didn't add that.
That might be a little bit different then.
Do you remember when she was with K-Fed like a couple of years ago? There were all these pictures of her like getting Cheetos and stuff because she was like pregnant and she was just like eating a lot and getting fat. And there's like pictures of her with
cut off. She's pregnant.
I know, she's but there was like.
You're supposed to eat, man.
I know, but there
you,
was
are
like.
Are you down with starving
say,
the baby?
What no,
the
every,
you're supposed to eat Cheetos.
No, the
you're
whole.
You're not supposed to eat Cheetos.
The thing
you're
is, it's like food, every right? day. I feel like during that time period, almost every day on the internet, there'd be like a new picture of Britney Spears with her cut off jeans with the pockets coming out of the side, and then like, what? she would come in barefoot to like places like 7-Eleven and
barefoot.
Like yeah and like,
yet when
and,
I was
like, she'd want to eat like Cheetos and stuff.
And yet when I'm watching like. When I watched like Bring It On, All or Nothing, that was like the cutoff jeans and the tight shirt was like what the cheerleaders were wearing. Maybe that was this new style that she's bringing back.
Maybe.
Maybe that was.
With like the pregnant belly popping out. So like.
Pregnant belly.
So basically, Britney Spears' best look was like in 2000.
2000, 2001.
What do you think was her worst look? The bald head?
Yeah, that era is not very. I'm not very fond. If I was fond of
what
Britney,
do you think of Britney like circus right now?
What do I think of it now as like a like political statement?
Or just what do you think how she is now? I think she's gotten better.
Yeah, since, I mean, I think definitely since like head. Especially since her dad has taken control over her career and she's now career focused. I think that's a good thing that she's sort of you know she's getting her life back together. You know, good job, Brittany. Good job, Brittany. Listen to the Carolyn Joe show and comment, Brittany.
Yeah, I want to. I want to actually see her be successful again. I don't, you know, like she has a lot to offer sometimes. So
even though I still sort of don't like her music, I don't think there's ever a time where I liked her music at all.
I like the Toxic a lot.
Nothing against her.
What about Toxic?
I mean, Toxic was all right.
Good.
James, you like Britney Spears, right?
What? Okay. Where have you been the last 45 minutes?
God. Okay, but anyway, I just want to say
Mike
that...
Mike Bovey saying, like, I'll do her. That's his whole response.
Basically, you guys proved my point that, like, any... Like, I've heard so many guys say, like, oh, Britney, I don't like Britney. She's all skanky. She's all gross now or whatever.
I hear
but then,
girls
like,
say
I hear that.
That.
I hear that, but then when you ask them the question, like, if you had an opportunity with her, it would always be, like, yes.
I was in class one day, like, long ago in class... And I think a girl next to me was reading like Us Weekly or something like that, and she was looking at like a picture of Christina Aguilera, and I was like, dude, Christina Aguilera is awesome. I'd want to hang out with her. And then she was like, don't you think Christina's like sort of slutty and like you know she's just you know dirty like that? I was like, well, she may have a song like that, but I definitely think she'd be a lot easier and cooler to hang out with than like Britney. She's like, what? Britney's awesome. Blah 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 blah. She's such a star. And like, there's. I like how you have to sit up every single time you talk, Chase.
Well, it's because the microphone's way up here, and I'm trying to recline back.
Maybe
and
you
chill.
Can move.
You can move it back.
No, that's good. Sorry.
Wait,
how do I do that?
You just rotate it towards you, man.
Well, this is the front of the mic here, though. I can't.
Yeah, but you can turn it from the inside.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, it'd be so weird
well,
to see
I
you
think
just talk
Christina
while you're laying
did
down.
Go through a point where she had her whole stripped album where everyone was saying that she looked
gonna
skanky
get dirty.
And like the dirty stuff and her wearing her like assless chaps. I mean, I can see how people did think.
No, I'm not.
I like the Christina Aguilera from her Back to Basics.
Yeah, that was a good time for that. So. What was your point again?
I didn't have a point.
I was just saying
I like.
Well,
I like
if her. You're saying that like, oh, girls have nothing look at. I mean, guys do have Maxim and all that, but then girls, you can always flip through GQ. There's guys all over the place.
GQ, but it's not. I don't know. It's more GQ is a men's magazine when it comes down to it. It's not made for women.
Coming from a photographer's perspective, no one wants to photograph the penis. I'm sorry. It's just not really like this thing. You're like, I need to light it perfect. It's just sort of like, why?
What if you got a job with Playgirl? Would you take it? For like, even if it was just for the money?
It's probably most likely going to only be for the money.
Would you shoot a penis?
I will try
money?
My hardest not to shoot penis at all. Look but at James. If, okay. James like. James jumped
since,
up the chance.
Since Joe is a photographer.
Let me fix your mic so you can just lay back in that. No, so you can, I'll do it.
Well,
be back.
Since Joe is a photographer, I just want to know if Joe would like take that opportunity. If so, let's say $500, even if it was just $500 for one day to shoot a penis, would you do it?
$500? How cheap do you think I am?
No, I'm just saying, would you do that? So it would have to be more of a rate?
Well, damn it.
Hold on.
We're arranging the microphone now. We're going through some technical difficulties. And now James can sit back in a reclining couch without having to move forward to talk to
them. That sounds totally different when you put it back. Yeah, I can hear you. All
right.
Now, would I take that for $500? No photographer at that level gets paid $500.
I know it's not at that level. I'm just trying to make
David LaChapelle is.
Yeah, but
they
this
charge
David
him,
LaChapelle.
They charge him $5,000. He charged $5,000 just to move a light.
I know that. Okay, so what would be your rate to like shoot a penis?
at this point in my career and a day. A shot, really like 2,000 a shot at this
2,000
today.
Each time you pull a clip
my rate today, it'd be 2,000.
Any shot or just of a penis?
Like just the mentioning of it, I'll be like, all right, that's 2,000 that you have to pay me right now.
What if Playgirl calls you and we're like, hey, we heard your show about Levi.
I'll be like,
we'd love to you to shoot Levi Johnson today.
I'll be like, would it be cool if we throw in some girls in here too? We can mix it up. I can picture this. I'll be on the set, and like the dude's all naked, and I'll be like, I'll go to the producer, and I'm just like, do you know what make this like really awesome like shot? Like, do you think you can just sort of like, just can we just get like a girl in here, and why don't they just have sex?
So basically, you'd want to make porn.
I'll shoot that above shooting just the dude all spread out with his like, and you know what the shot is? It's always like they're laying halfway with their legs open and his arm is behind his head and he's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, that is always the shot.
What other like when you think of like the at least girls have amazing like beautiful curves and poses and whatever they can bend over, they can spread, they can be upside down, flip it on their stomach. The guys have no poses.
That's true.
Stand up. What are they going to do? Push-ups? They get it too, man.
Oh, man. That's so true, though.
Yeah. Who wants to... That's why they're a lot more fun to shoot when they're clothed. Like, you can dress them up as a pirate. You can wear a suit.
Guys are a lot more fun to shoot when they have clothing on.
They are.
Dress them up as a pirate? What are you talking about?
Arr,
or a
matey.
Biker or something.
But anyway, I just really do think.
I remember I was doing headshots. I was doing headshots for somebody, a guy in there, and he was like, like, do you think they need shots of me, like without my shirt? And I was like, no, dude, no.
Wait, so what was that for?
There was some, I was doing shooting some guy actor's headshots.
What about what did
I was like, you know, what do you think about doing shots without the shirt? I was like, no, that's all right, man.
What about if you wanted it to be unbuttoned a little at the top?
Well, there's some people that already have that unbuttoned on the top just naturally. Yeah. Not naturally,
like,
but just,
Stamos.
Yeah, like
Stamos. David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh man.
I'm gonna start doing that.
You don't wear button shirts. Or not wearing one right now. You wear button shirts.
Do I? I have some. I don't really wear them that often.
You wore button shirts a lot in from 1999 or 98 to 2002.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I probably did.
I like
you
how,
used to wear like the shiny
shirts. I like how
shirt,
we're like dating this the, timeline.
The shiny
like
shirts,
like the Britney
too.
Spears timeline.
You used to wear those shiny shirts.
Yeah, you know what? That's remember probably those, right. Because like after 2002, I stopped wearing them. I started wearing more polos and stuff.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't really know
you
what
got less
now.
Flashy?
Changed, man. You've changed, James.
Gosh, you've
man.
Changed.
You sold out, man. What the hell?
Hey, I'm just me, you know?
Just keeping it how it is, man.
I'll just keep it real. That's all I can do.
I went through this period of time, like around eighth grade, where for some reason I wore a lot of brown. I don't even know why that is.
Brown? Who wears brown anymore?
I don't
wait,
know.
You're wearing brown, right? I'm wearing brown right now.
But it was like, I kind of like...
Wait, you're wearing brown too, man. Or it's like tan brown.
That's tan.
Carolyn's wearing, has brown in her shirt. She has brown hair.
Yeah, damn it.
I don't have brown hair.
I have brown hair on my driver's license.
I have white hair at the front.
That's what it says.
I have white hair at the front.
Where?
Like it's a reverse Jay Leno. Like, dude, I've always had those four...
You have four gray hairs.
Not gray. There's white. There's
four white hairs.
There's white hairs.
How long have you had that for?
Like a John Stewart.
Yeah, it is like a John... What? Yeah, like John Stewart.
Does he have a skunk mark?
I thought that was
Jay Leno.
No, that's
that
other
dude. That's that dude that used to host that E! Show.
Talk Soup?
Yeah, Talk Soup.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot his name.
Right. Oh, man, show's over.
You don't have, like, a patch like that.
No, I don't
like...
have a patch. A patch.
People are going to get confused.
I don't have the patch.
Patch
it's not
of gray.
The type of patch I have. I don't know, man. Show's out of control.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope we entertained you with our talk of Britney.
Yes.
And patches and penises. Penis and vaginas.
We should continue this.
That's what the title of the show will now be, Penis and Vaginas.
Let's not title it.
All right, I will not. I will not. We'll be surprised what we do.
It'll be like he said, she said, or something.
Well, whatever. Well, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
James.
Thank you for all listening to the Carolyn and Joe show. Tune in to iTunes. Tune in next week. We have new episodes
every
week.
We're on iTunes.
We'll catch you again. See you later. Have a good night.